Philippians 3 and 14. Somebody say, I press. I press. I press. I press. Hey, but I press. I press. I press. I press. I press. Every day ain't gonna be Sunday like the month of May, but I press. You're not gonna always feel your best, but I press. Sometimes you're not gonna have the answer. Sometimes you're not gonna understand God's method in which he does what he does. But somebody say, I press. He never told us to understand his method, but we are mandated to trust his way. Oh, somebody say, I press. Oh, yes, I press. He doesn't need you to understand. He just needs you to trust him. He don't need you to always agree with him. He just needs you to trust him. Somebody say, if I be honest, I don't always agree with God, but I trust him. I was young and now I'm older. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. Somebody say, I press. This scripture is a very familiar passage of scripture. And it's so powerful because the Apostle Paul is speaking about his own spiritual journey. When we normally see the Apostle Paul in scripture, he's writing a letter. He's getting the saints in order. Amen. But this scripture is personal. Especially for those of us that work the ministry, we know how to encourage everybody else. But this one today is personal. You know how to show up for your children, but somebody say, I'm in the press. You know how to be the work auntie and the work best friend. Amen. But somebody say, this is personal. Paul is speaking about his personal spiritual journey. This is so powerful because the Apostle Paul acknowledges that he hasn't yet reached a place of perfection in his faith. It's so powerful because here the Apostle Paul, he acknowledges the very thing that God have called him to do. But he's pressing forward. He's pressing forward in pursuit of divine purpose. Somebody say it again. Say, this one is personal. And I press. To press simply means to pursue with effort. To pursue. Press, a synonym for press is also persistence. To press also means to be determined. Like a runner striving towards the finish line. Somebody say, I've got a press in me. When we look at this scripture, as a matter of fact, let me go to it because I haven't even read it yet. I press on, glory to God. I'm going to read a few versions here. Right now is the NIV. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The New Living Atia. The new Koti Aseke, glory to God. The New Living Translation says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. The English Standard Koti, My God, I love your word. The English Standard Version says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward hoshia, of the upward call. Look at somebody and say, you got to come on up here. You got to come on up here. Oh, yeah. The upward call of God. Somebody say, in Christ Jesus. Oh, let's go down to the King James Version. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Most of the version says either the high calling or the upward calling. The upward calling. The upward calling. There's an upward calling. There is an upward calling. I believe that what we are right now in the body of Christ, that God is putting a demand on the ascension of the saints. We're living in a time and we're living in a generation where people are apostle and prophet and pastor, evangelist and teacher crazy. Yet we put a lot of emphasis on the ascension gifts, but I don't see an ascended people. The ascension gifts with low people. The ascension gifts, but people are still mesmerized by sin. I'm going to help you today. I'm going to help you today because we understand that we are not a legalistic people. We understand that to know what to do and not do it is what? Sin. We understand that there's a law. There's a measure of consecration for every believer. Amen. But we love the ascension gifts, and yet there are not many people that feel the heart and the burden of God for the people of God to come up a little bit higher. Look at your neighbor and say, stop playing. It's time for you to come up. Come on, get on the other person's nerves and say, stop playing. It's time for you to come up. It is time for you to come up. Whenever God places an ascension gift in the midst of the people, most of the words that will come forth are to challenge your comfortability. Most of the prophetic words, the apostolic decrees and releases that will be released is to show you how much you say you love God, but yet you are willingly disobeying him. Yeah, with your proud rebellious self. With your broke disobedient self. Oh, but I promise you, in the midst of the press that we are in collectively in America, and in the press that you are in naturally, you would be a fool not to become serious about who God has called you to be. I'm going to tell you, and I keep telling y'all, your currency is attached to your calling. Yeah, you cry, but I'm going to tell you again. Your currency is connected to your calling. Your wealth and your prosperity is tied to your obedience. Somebody say, my currency is tied to my calling. I press effort, persistence, determination. The mark represents the goal or target, the spiritual destination of becoming more like Christ and fulfilling God's calling. Somebody say, I have a calling. Come on, say it again. I have a calling. In this scripture, Paul is saying in so many words, I am focused, I am determined, and I am moving forward despite my challenges. You want to know the problem with y'all? Is that I'm so glad you asked me, Mr. Officer. The problem with this generation is that those that have gone before us use calamity and trial and circumstance to fuel their yes to God. But we make an idol out of challenges, and we allow life challenges to stand in the way of your calling. But the Lord is saying today, I'm looking for a people that say, in spite of and regardless to, I'm still going to do the very thing that God has called me to do. Yes, you're going to have some challenges in this life. Things are going to happen that are going to hurt your feelings. Look at somebody and say, baby, it's life. Get over it and keep on pressing. Life, Brother Aaron, happens to us all. But somebody say, keep on pressing. I'm pressing. I'm pressing. I'm pressing. And while I'm pressing, I'm learning lessons. While I'm pressing, I'm learning what to never, ever, 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 ever again do in life. While I'm pressing, I'm learning more about me. I'm learning the things about me that's going to sabotage my destiny. While I'm in the midst of the press, I'm learning how much you, let me tell you something, baby, in the midst of the press, you learn how much you talk God, but you really don't believe God. You talk faith until faith is all you got to lean on. Come on now. You say he's a provider until all you have to depend on is the God that provides. But I press. I press. Woo. I'm pressing. Watch this. But I'm pressing with a goal in mind. While I'm pressing, I can see something being born on the other side. See, you want to know why people kill themselves? Well, it's several reasons. One could be the money possession. The other could be a chemical imbalance. And then some, for some people, is none of that. They just can't see the other side of their challenge. You hear me? Anybody here ever been suicidal? Be honest. Okay. I guarantee you, you were suicidal because the devil told you that there was no hope. You could not see life beyond where you presently were. Am I talking to anybody in here? But somebody say, I press. Now listen to this. I'm pressing towards the mark for the prize, for the prize, for the pakato oshia, for the DIC, for the prize, for the prize, for the prize, for the prize. I've never seen a person who has done nothing get a prize. If you win a prize, at least your name was put in the box, or you were nominated, or something like that. So a prize is a reward of something. Yeah. Oh my God. You don't understand that there is a reward for your suffering. Oh my God. There is a reward for your pain. Look at somebody and say, do you read your Bible? Okay, watch this. The prize refers to, yes, eternal life. We thank God that when this life is over, oh, I fly away. I know some of y'all ain't on the scene there. Oh, glory, I fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I fly away. Oh, I fly away. Oh, glory, I fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I fly away. Okay, but watch this. My time ain't yet come. to fly away. There is an earthly reward for my pain. Lord, have mercy. There is an earthly reward for my suffering. Who am I preaching to in here? I want my earthly reward. Look at somebody and say, there's an earthly reward for your pain. Tell somebody, there's an earthly reward for your suffering. I'ma fly away, but I ain't gained my wings yet. I want my mansion on this side and not on the other one. You ought to want your healing on this side and not on the other one. You ought to want to be, well, I'm wealthy in spirit. Devil, you a liar. I want to be wealthy in spirit and in my bank account. Somebody say yes, Lord. So the prize, hey, my God, I love your word. Look at somebody and say, your press ain't for nothing. Look at somebody else and say, your pain ain't for nothing. There is an earthly reward for the righteous that suffer. Woo, my God. Okay, so the prize refers to, yes, eternal life. Yes, eternal life. Watch this, but also earthly reward. Woo, God, I love you. Watch this. It also refers to spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. I can't wait to go to heaven. I'm going to be worshiping with the angels. You don't worship down here. You ain't got no consistent prayer life down here. How you ready to? I'm ready. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm going to be singing holy, holy, holy. I cannot hear the word holy saying too many times without everything in me just collapsing. I'm serious. That's why when she was saying, I couldn't take it no more. Because my soul bears witness to the holiness of God. Watch this. You don't just get that from coming to church. You get that by putting your time in at home. You get that sensitivity by engaging his presence in your bedroom. You don't just, that type of sensitivity is not born by being religious and churchy. It's born by breaking yourself in his presence. By the third holy, just let me go and get on the floor because I can't take it. How y'all just be standing strong in the, I mean, just, baby, what? Okay, somebody say, I press. Okay, let's see. The prize also symbolizes the fulfillment of God's purpose in your life. There's a word over your life. There's a promise. Watch this, of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Woo, yes, God. Watch this. The high calling of God. What is the high calling of God? I keep telling you, everything ain't a sin, but some things is sin and some things are weight because of your calling, because of the depth that you are called to walk in. You know, I'm a single woman and I'm not bad looking. Amen. And so I have people that try to approach me and talk to me and DM and all that stuff all the time. And so I could be one of these thon pastors if I wanted to be. I mean, I'm grown. You know, I ain't got nobody policing me. I mean, I could be a thot if I wanted to. But my calling demands purification of my temple. Okay. Now watch this. Because check this out. Because folks think because they don't, you know, have sex, they don't deal with lust. No. You can lust after food. You can lust after attention. And the Lord has been dealing with me about the lust of the eye. And this is a generation that is bound by the, everywhere you look on TikTok, they cooking something. I said, how you gonna unbig your back when y'all coming up with all type of pancakes and pastas and all type of alcoholic beverages with all that sugar and all. I'm like, how we gonna unbig our back? And the Lord said, watch that. He said, because that is imparting the lust of the eye into a generation. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So you may not be giving your nookie away for no cookies. You may not be giving your pray for a night out on the town, but you gotta be careful because that kitchen has become the modern day bondage. Oh yeah, I said the kitchen has become modern day bondage. Yeah, I mean, they come out with a new Alfredo recipe every week. And y'all know that when you eat that pasta, it don't do nothing but turn into sugar. The lust of the eye. Whoever started mukbangs was sent from hell. I'm serious. It was sent from hell. If you ever see the people that do mukbangs, most of them, they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. One girl so wide, she don't even fit in the screen no more. I'm serious. The lust of the eye. Are you hearing me? The lust of the eye. I'm talking about her face don't even fit in the camera no more. You see like half of her face in the camera. And that child, now the fool be looking so good, I ain't gonna hold you. But how many pieces of thigh, how many thighs from churches you gonna eat? Now, one or two, okay, but now five and six, come on now. It's the lust of the eye. Are you hearing me? Ooh-wee. This message is tight today. See, it's not what you eat, it's how much of it you eat. You can eat anything. For all y'all bougie, I don't eat chicken. Well, praise God for you, but once a year, I'm going to get a couple of them. Amen. Just about once a year. See, the Bible says it's not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him. It's what comes out of his mouth. Okay. If you don't eat it, that's fine. Amen. It ain't me. Praise God. Okay. So let's see, for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, the high calling of God. This is a heavenly calling. It's so heavenly, that's why the enemy keeps you bound by earthly things. He keeps you trapped in your soul, aka your emotions, the emotional realm. Listen, you can't be governed in your feelings and glory at the same time. One has to bow to the other. The two cannot coexist at the same time. Somebody say, Lord, help me. Okay. These are some takeaways I want you to leave with. Number one, somebody say, stop dwelling on the past. Come on, stop dwelling on the past. Stop. Well, this is what happened. And okay, stop dwelling on the past. Now, some stuff is hard to not remember. And we just, because of the level of impact that it had on your brain and in your heart. Everything is not easy to forget. You know, I saw an article the other day that said, and it's crazy because I be teaching and preaching and it be so Holy Ghost. And then I maybe later on see something. I'm like, wow, God, you really know what you be talking about. Because I always teach, and I've been telling y'all in Bible study, the brain is programmed, and it is wired to store negativity. I saw an article the other day, and it said that your brain remembers insults from 20 years ago, and it will forget a compliment that was given 30 minutes ago. You see how jacked up we are. Come on, man. You see how jacked up we are? You will forget something that somebody said about you good just a few minutes ago. Yet you will still harbor that insult and what made you feel like nothing and what made you sad. You will harbor that. Something from over 20 years ago. Look at somebody say, we got a whole lot of work to do. Because that soul ain't no joke. That soul ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. You'll forget the good.
and harness in on the thing that was said or done that tore you down to nothing. We got a lot of work to do. Oh, but I see. Glory to God. Somebody say, but I press. I press. In life's journey, even the Apostle Paul said, I got a whole lot of stuff going on in my life, but I'm determined. You got to get your determination back. Let me tell you something. I told God today, I said, Lord, I'm sticking with you. I don't care what happened in my life. I ain't going nowhere. There is no other option for me but God. I'm just saying, ain't nothing else for me to do. Anything in this life, I like shopping sometimes. That make me happy, but even that feeling gonna wear off. Come on. I like being outside. Look at somebody and say, your pastor is outside. Okay, I am outside enjoying myself. But watch this. But those, I'm outside, yes. But those feelings are temporary. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Because when y'all sleep, he walks with me, my God, today. When you tumbling over, he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. Look at somebody and say, I've got a friend in Jesus. Come on, find somebody else and say, I've got a friend in Jesus. I got a friend in him. Listen, because everything else that you do, that adrenaline rush is going to wear off by the end of the night. Oh, he said, but I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Look at somebody and say, I've got a friend in Jesus. Come on, find somebody else and say, I've got a friend in Jesus. I've got a friend in him. Come on, look at somebody and say, he's my friend. Watch this. Listen at this, y'all. Listen at this. And I'm finna go. I'm finna go. Everything in the... See, this is why you gotta press. This is why you gotta... I'm telling you, when God's hand is really on your life, your press is more tough than everybody else's. That's right. It is. It don't look like nobody else going through what I'm going through. Well, it may be, but it may be a little harder on you because of what God wants to trust you with. Sometimes it is harder. Sometimes you do have to press a little more. But there's a prize. You can pay something soft for me. There is a prize for your press. And I want to tell you today that God gonna always make sure something happens in your life for you to need him. The Bible says the just shall live by what? Faith. The just shall live by faith. Faith is born. Faith is born through trial. Faith is born through tribulation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it does what? It worketh patience. Faith is born. Faith has to be nurtured. And then faith produces. Why do we come every Sunday? So that our faith can be nourished. That's why we come. So that we can keep something in our belly to believe him. Yeah, that's why we come week after week when we come. Because, baby, I'm in the press. Everybody is in the press. I look at people that's faithful. I don't care who ain't here. They here every week early. I can see it on them sometimes. They just pressing. And sometimes I can feel them in the spirit like, give me a hug, and I purposely don't. Watch this. Because why? Because if we always get used to a person making us feel good when God is trying to spiritually mature us, that is how we make men and women idols. And I don't ever want you to depend on me. Because sometimes you're going to call me and I'm purposely not going to answer. Don't depend on me. Look at somebody say, depend on God. I got an emergency. Well, why are you calling me? Calling the police. What am I going to do? Tell me after you've located the authorities. Then we maybe can see. I'm serious. God is calling us higher. But it is through the press that we begin to know God from an ascended measure and dimension. Everybody standing.